So the classmates figure out what she's doing, and I get a little irritated with her. So this happened. This is again in the like the first poem in the Voice of the Classmates. Dulcie sleeps. Afternoons, the teacher in his lounge, we wait for her blazing sleep. She compacts herself at her desk. We watch hundreds of her slow breaths, see in them sexual evidence. We know why she naps. It is not just punishment, but recognition of her singleness when Tory Loving takes scissors one afternoon to Dulcie's hair, severs it, shags it in 8 slices so the leftovers spike, twig, the mass shudders and drops, and Tory lunges for it, snatches it up, sniffs it, binds it in brown rubber bands, plunges it into her backpack, leaves the room. Dulcie sleeps through the haircut with small, hard, ignorant obstinacy. She wakes when the teacher comes back. Her face gleams, sharpened as her hand seeks her hair, combs, and when the hair ends, keeps combing. No one tells, we all, even Dulcie, even Tory Loving, serve 5 nights of detention. Weeks later, Tory brings in a needlepoint pillow, stuffed, her whisper, with human remains. She shows off her project above her head. She stitched a white, bright, whiskered, big-eyed face. And, in turquoise and umber floss, in capitals, harp seal. She smiles, picks hairs from the pillow, drops them. The whole class turns toward Dulcie, but she is sleeping.